I want to draw your attention to Isaiah 53. Isaiah chapter 53 and the verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. The reference here at the end, the chastisement and the stripes, that makes us think of the scourging that our Lord Jesus Christ received. Because the Lord Jesus Christ didn't only die on the cross, he didn't only suffer at Calvary, he also suffered in the city, brought without the city to be crucified. And part of his suffering was to be scourged, to be whipped. The scourging of Christ stands out in the Bible because it was predicted actually in the Old Testament. We have it here referred to. The chastisement makes us think of being whipped, and the stripes, the welts and the wounds of the rope, the cords, makes us think of the scourging. You remember how the Messianic Psalms, the plowers plowed upon my back. They made deep their furrows. And this evangelical prophet Isaiah, he himself said earlier on, he said, I give my back to the smiters. So again, there's a reference to the strokes on the back. I give my back to the smiters. So it stands out in the Old Testament prophecy, and it stands out in the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, because you see, whenever Jesus said, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hand of the Gentiles, he said to be scourged. And several of the Gospels record that he predicted that he would be scourged, not just die, but he'd be scourged. He'd be scourged. And whenever we have the Gospel accounts, and all four of the Gospel accounts, if my recollection is right, refer to the scourging. Luke uses the word chastisement because he records Pilate as saying to the crowd, I will chastise him and let him go. I'll whip him. I'll give him a good whipping and then I'll let him go. That's what he hoped. The crowd would get all moved and then let him go. I'll chastise him. He said that twice actually, Luke tells us. And the Bible tells us Pilate delivered him to be scourged. So the scourging stands out. The Lord wants to draw our attention to it. There's something important about it. And this verse tells us how important it is, that the chastisement of our peace was upon him. It was upon him. And the stripes, by them were healed. So there's something about the scourging that stands out. Now, a Roman scourging was awful. I have talked to you about the Jewish scourging in our studies. And Paul, he said, I was whipped 5 times. 5 times I received 39 stripes, save one. That was a Jewish scourging. He got 5 of them. 5 hidings. 39 stripes each time. That was pretty severe. But he walked away from it. And he wasn't in danger of death. But you see a Roman scourging? You got a Roman scourging. It could kill you. And you mightn't live very long after it. And someone who was going to be crucified would be shown no mercy. So it's a savage, savage thing. The Roman scourge is called the flagrum. And it has 3 lashes. The Jewish scourge had 3 lashes as well. But that's all the Jewish scourge had. A Roman one had metal bearings at the end. At least 2 in each string, sometimes more. If they didn't use metal, they would use bones, sharp bones. Whenever our Lord was scourged, his stripes were severe. A Roman scourging, your hands would be tied and you'd be stooped over and your arms would be before you. The arms wouldn't be touched probably by the scourging, but you see the rest of his body. He was stripped naked for a whipping. The rest of his body is back down to the lower calves of his legs. He would have been scourged and whipped. Probably two Roman soldiers would have done it, taking turns about. And there was no limitation of 39 lashes. They could do it as many times as they liked. And those metals, they were the things that went into you. And then with a pullback, there'd be the tearing. A Roman scourging was terrible. And it wasn't just the back. It would reach round to the side and the front and the chest. The ball bearings would reach round to the front. And they would do damage near the lungs. He would bleed externally. He would bleed internally. The traumatic shock would be unspeakable. There would be a build-up of fluid in him. He would sweat immensely. Probably vomit as well. Lose a lot of fluid. And he would be a very weakened man. Which is why he had to have help bearing the cross. The crossbar of the cross, he had to have help bearing that. He was savaged. He was cruelly beaten. Our Lord was cruelly beaten. But you know, this is the thing, there was something sacrificial about his scourging. The scourging contributed to his death. It contributed to his sufferings and his agony. It was part of the atonement, the shedding of the blood, the going down into death. It didn't happen on the cross. It happened in Jerusalem, but it was part of the atonement. His chastisement, the chastisement of our peace, was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. And what came out of the scourging was peace and healing. Imagine that. Now, this isn't bodily healing. Not now, anyway. At the resurrection day, it will have full healing of our body. But this is healing of our conscience and of our mind, our troubled mind. You know, a conscience is like a whipped man. Boys, it's whipped. A conscience troubled is whipped. But he's our peace. Child of God, you shouldn't have a troubled conscience. Jesus was whipped for you. He was whipped for you. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Those stripes, they are healing. He died for our sins. Isn't that a wonderful thing, brothers and sisters? He died for our sins. So be comforted. Be comforted. Your sins are forgiven. Look at your wounded Lord. He died for your sins. Be comforted. Let us pray.